ULuka isahluko samachumi amabili. Wathi ngolunye usuku efundisa etempelini, eshumayela ivangeli, wafika abapriesti abakhulu lababhali labadala, bathi kuye,
"Sitshele ukuba izinto lezi uzenza ngawapi amandla? Ingabe ngubani okunike lamandla na?"
Wabaphendula wathi,
"Lami ngizakulibuza, ake lingitshele. Ubhaphathizo lukaJohane lwavela ezulwini ingabe ebantwini na?"
Bakhulumisana bodwa besithi,
"Uba sisithi lwavela ezulwini, uza kuthi kalikholwanga kuye ngani na? Kodwa uba sisithi lwavela ebantwini, abantu bonke baza kusikhanda ngamatshe, ngoba bakholiwe ukuthi uJohane wayengumprofethi."
Basebemphendula ngokuthi kabazi lapho lwavela khona. UJesu wasesithi kibo,
"Lami ke ngilitshele ukuthi ngeza lezi zinto ngawapi amandla."
Waseqala ukutshela abantu lomfanekiso esithi,
"Umuntu wahlanyela isivini, wasiqhatshisa kubalimi, waya kwelinye ilizwe isikhathi eside. Kwathi ngesikhathi esifaneleyo wathuma inceku kubalimi ukuba bayinike okunye kwezithelo zesivini. Kodwa abalimi bayitshaya, bayibuyisela ize. Wathuma enye, layo bayitshaya, bayiphatha kubi, bayibuyisela ize. Wasephinda ethuma lesithathu, leyo bayilimaza, bayiphosela ngaphandle. Ngakho umnini sivini wathi, 'Ngiza kwenza njani na? Ngiza kuthuma indodana yami ethandekayo, mhlawumbe yona baza kuyihlonipha.' Kodwa kwathi abalimi beyibona bakhulumisana besithi, 'Le yindlalifa, asiyibulale ukuze ilifa libe ngeletho.' Bayiphosela ngaphandle, bayibulala. Kambe uza kwenza njani umnini sivini na? Uza kuza ababhubhise labo balimi, anikele isivini kwabanye."
Bekuzwa lokhu bathi,
"Phinde."
Kodwa wabakhangela wathi,
"Pho, kutsho ukuthini lokhu okulotshiweyo kokuthi, 'Ilitshe elaliwayo ngabakhi yilo eseliyinhloko yengozi.' Ilo lalo owela phezu kwalelo litshe uza kuphahlazeka, kodwa lo eliwela phezu kwakhe liza kumchoboza."
Ababhali labapristi abakhulu bafuna ukumbamba khona lapho, kodwa besaba abantu ngoba babona ukuthi wayekhuluma lumfanekiso ngabo. Base bemqaphela, bethumela inhloli ezizishaya abantu abalungileyo ukuba bamthiye ekukhulumeni kwakhe ukuze bamnikele emandleni ombusi. Bambuzake besithi,
"Fundisi, siyazi ukuthi wena ukhuluma ufundise ngokuqondileyo, kawukhathaleli muntu, kodwa ufundisa indlela kaNkulunkulu ngeqiniso. Kuvunyelwe yini ukuba sithele kuKesari ingabe athi na?"
Kodwa wabubona ubuqili babo wathi kibo,
"Ngitshengisani imali, ilo mfanekiso lombhalo kabani na?"
Bathi,
"OkaKesari."
Wathi kubo,
"Nikeni uKesari izinto zikaKesari, lo Nkulunkulu izinto zikaNkulunkulu."
Bahluleka ukumbamba ngamazwi akhe phambi kwabantu, bamangaliswa yikuphendula kwakhe, bathula. Kwase kusiza kuye abathile kubaSadusi abathi kakukho ukuvuka kwabafileyo. Bambuza besithi,
"Fundisi, uMose wasilobela ukuthi uba umfo wabo womuntu esifa achiye umkakhe engachiye abantwana, umfo wabo kamngene umfazi amvusele inzalo umfo wabo. Kwakulezela mani ezisikhombisa. Okuqala wathatha umfazi, wafa engelabantwana. Lowesibili kwaba njalo, lowesithathu wamthatha kwaba njalo. Kwaba njalo ke kwaba isikhombisa, bafa bengachiyanga abantwana. Ekucineni wafa lomfazi. Ngakho ke ekuvukeni kwabafileyo owesifazana lo uza kuba ngumfazi wawuphi kibo? Ngoba abayisikhombisa babelaye engimkabo na?"
UJesu wathi kibo,
"Abantwana balesi sikhathi bayathatha bendiswa, kodwa labo okuthiwa bafanele ukufinyelela kuleso sikhathi lasekuvukeni kwabafileyo kabathathani kabendiswa, ngoba bangephinde bafe banjengezithunywa zasezulwini bangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu bahlanganyela ekuvukeni kwabafileyo. Kodwa mayelana lokuvuswa kwabafileyo, uMose wakubonakalisa endabeni yesihlahla lapho eyibiza inkosi ngokuthi nguNkulunkulu ka-Abrahama, loNkulunkulu ka-Isaka, loNkulunkulu kaJakobe. UNkulunkulu kasuye uNkulunkulu wabafileyo, kodwa ungowabaphilayo, wabonke baphilela yena.
Abathile bababhali baphendula bathi,
"Mfundisi, ukhulume kuhle."
Ngoba kabasaphindanga ukumbuza imibuzo, wasesithi kubo,
"Batsho kanjani ukuthi uKristu uyindodana kaDavida na? Ngoba uDavida uqobo lwakhe uthi encwadini yamaHubo, inkosi yathi enkosini yami, hlala ngakwesokunene sami, ngize ngenze izitha zakho zibe yisicapha senyawo zakho." Uba uDavida embiza ngokuthi inkosi, pho uyindodana yakhe kanjani na?
Besalalele abantu bonke, wathi kubafundi bakhe,
"Xwayani ababhali abathanda ukuhamba bembethe ingubo ezinde, bethanda ukubingelelwa emidangeni lezihlalo ezingaphambili emasinagogeni, lezindawo ezinkulu ekudleni, abadla izindlu zabafelokazi, bekhuleka isikhathi eside ngokuzenzisa, laba baza kwamukeliswa ukulahlwa okukhulu.